Warning: the following program does not reflect upon Ryerson or Spirit Live's views. Listener's discretion is advised.
What is up, everyone? It's your boy, Dan the Man, and today we're here with our very first ever podcast episode, What If?
Yes.
I'm here alongside with me, Pete.
How we doing?
Pete, my man. And we got Ralph.
How you guys doing?
Every episode, we're going to be talking about a different conspiracy theory, and one of us is going to choose the theory before the episode. Today, it's Pete's turn, so Pete, take it away.
Okay, so about a couple months ago, I was like on Instagram and stuff, and I was like looking, and the Pentagon recently released footage of like UFOs, like their fighter jets released footage of multiple UFOs, and I was just wondering, like, why isn't anybody talking about this? Like, why isn't anybody freaking out? Like, dude, there's aliens, and like... Hello. Obviously visited Earth. So like I don't know. And why did they release that footage and like nobody's like saying anything about it? It's like, oh, okay, just aliens are here, like just chilling, like
guess what they also released?
What?
The files. And we got them right here today.
You have the files?
Right here.
Of course, reveal us. Of course.
So this website called The Black Vault, they actually released all these documents. It's around like 3,000 just of different UFO sightings and different stuff that people have seen. And
what do they include? Like read one to us.
Let's see.
Like you said, 3,000 pages?
So like 3,000 different documents.
Wow.
But let's say for this one. So there's a lot of blank text on this because there's not a lot of information they can reveal about some certain people. But in this one, it says, referring to the flying saucer, letter Davidson. No, wait, let me read a different one. Find a good one.
I don't know, man. That's crazy. I just think UFOs have been around for a while and they just haven't said anything.
Definitely.
They did release them. And
they decided to release it during the pandemic.
Yeah, when something bigger is happening.
All this stuff going on, just dump a lot more on us. Try to find a good one.
Yeah, it's like they're trying to like make it not such a big deal.
Yeah.
Oh my.
So when you showed us your screen, Ralph, I noticed that there was like black highlights over some words. So like, are they hiding something? Is a couple words classified?
Yeah. So you could see like some of the people, and like that's just to disclose like. Wow. They cut off some of their names.
No way.
Just so they can remain private. There's different doctors, different people associated with this. So I mean, like, if I were one of those doctors, I would definitely not want my name to be in, like, these documents.
Okay, so you're saying the doctors themselves or the doctors, people that had their names themselves requested for their names to come off there?
Yes.
So it wasn't Area 51 or the Pentagon themselves scratching
the
names off?
Who knows?
Dude, imagine, like... He killed a couple of them just because of the secrets that they know. Yeah. Or like, come on, bro. Some of that info can't go public, man.
Honestly, I think that there was lots of UFO sightings. And one of them actually happened a while ago. I was watching this documentary where they basically talked about aliens being real and UFO sightings. I saw an alien UFO was near the Earth. Earth was flying near Earth. And... NASA's NASA saw the UFO and they shot a missile at it, and as soon as it like dodged it, the aircraft dodged it and it cut straight up like light speed it. Like it was crazy.
Yeah, I seen videos of like UFOs. I seen videos how quick they move and shit, like speed of light, like dude, like in and out sonic.
I'm trying so hard to find a good one.
White kid dying of laughter, too.
He said Earth.
I said Earth. That's why I'm laughing. I didn't say it right. Reveal, did you find any of these files?
No, I have all of them, but they're not juicy.
They're not juicy? Come on.
Like, well, some of them are not juicy.
Okay, while you continue looking for those files, what about those, like, random stainless steel fucking 11-foot
monoliths? Those are crazy.
Okay.
Those are
crazy.
You guys want to know something crazy?
I heard. I don't know. Maybe it's the thing you're gonna say.
I think we're onto something here.
Okay.
Apparently, it was a YouTuber.
Yeah, it was a prank. He literally went around
here. Fucking planning
these things. How is that possible? If he's going from here to where did it first start?
Dude, he was going like across America, like Nevada. He went.
It was one in Vancouver. Apparently,
yeah, he came to Canada, bro.
You're telling me a YouTuber pulled a prank and he traveled during a pandemic.
Yeah.
And
that's what they're saying.
Put these silver, what are they called?
Structures,
okay. Statues,
triangular prisms.
Yeah.
Okay, guys, I know we're talking about these monoliths, but I just found a crazy file. Just take this in. This is from the director of the Central Intelligence.
CIA?
So, CIA, yes. So in this document, the point one says the distance and lighting conditions under which the source sighted the unusual object would take it extremely difficult to determine just what was being seen. So they couldn't believe their eyes. It's in some degree, the description fits a vertical takeoff. So it literally went like that. Yep. A vertical takeoff aircraft.
Wow.
Or a missile or an aircraft launched from zero length rail. I'm not sure what that means. The zero length launch could most certainly be accomplished only with a rocket. So they're saying that could have been a rocket only.
So zero length, so it literally just levitated up, didn't even levitated inch up forward.
Wow. Nope.
So
it's fast, it's quick is what they're saying.
Quick. So it said only with a rocket which produced a large flame and with some smoke would have been very noticeable.
Yeah.
The spiraling of the object as it left the launcher does not fit very well with the vertical takeoff aircraft. So it's saying it's not fitting the description of the rocket. So here they mention in point two, the very small amount of details given in the referenced report does not permit any identification of the object sighted. So they still have not identified. This document is actually from 1954.
So it's an unidentified flying object?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So all these documents, I think the earliest document reported was from 1936. That's how long they've been documenting these. So over here it says in 1954... the Scientific Advisory Board to the Chief of Staff, USAF, appointed an ad HOC committee of three scientists to evaluate Project Y. I'm not sure what Project Y is. I'm no theorist or scientist. But then it goes on to say the committee found that several factors have been overlooked or minimized in their development, such as payload, drag factors, and mechanical design problems. So it just wasn't adding up.
So Ralph, what you're saying is there is such thing as UFOs. They're real.
I guess so. It's clear.
I definitely think they're out there.
Well, if you guys think about
Come on, realistically, we're the only people in the universe?
Yeah, it does not make sense logically.
Bro,
it has to
be. These guys are light years away with advanced technology, dude, who knows different genders? What are they? You know what I mean?
But apparently also a media headline is that they live among us. They look like us, but they've been
Man.
Apparently that's what they've been saying. Apparently Donald Trump knows a lot about it. The US government knows a lot about it.
It's okay, crazy. Think about us. We also live among them.
It's true.
That's true too.
Bro, we have space stations up there. We landed on Mars, landed on the moon. How do we know? A couple people from the CIA or whatever, Soviet Union, bro, they're not in different planets and shit disguised as aliens.
But another thing, a lot of people don't believe that we actually landed on Mars and they all think it's just.
Well, we didn't land on Mars.
We landed a rover, yes.
Yes,
we landed a rover, yeah.
So we landed on the moon, people were actually on the moon. But what I think is, if they are real, so that means if UFOs are real, aliens are real, whatever they look like, it doesn't mean they have to, they could look like us. It doesn't have to look like green or like a monster.
Regardless, aliens means that they're not part of Earth.
Yes, they're not
part of Earth. Doesn't mean they have to be green figures, three eyes, but
yeah,
they could be more advanced. Because think about it, also how are the pyramids made? It would take a lot of manpower today.
That's another episode.
Dude.
That's all I know.
That's a whole other
episode. I've been wanting to talk about it, man.
We're going on this whole spiral just towards uncovering all these answers.
Okay, just a little sneak peek of next episode. I just want to say this. Just one sentence. Apparently, the people that built the pyramids didn't die. They had advanced technology and they brought it all the way up there with them in space. They went to another planet. That's what I heard.
Okay.
From what I know. I don't want to talk more about
we'll just
it,
leave
but
it. We'll just leave it,
leave it at that.
Leave it at that. Leave it at that.
All right. We'll leave
okay.
it
on that. Let me just clarify one thing. So if these documents are dated back all the way till 1936, you said, Ralph?
Yes.
So that means they've been around for a while, longer than forever, like
longer
almost 100 years, almost
dude,
a century.
Yes.
Yeah, man.
So, which would mean if aliens are real, they do come in peace because I think we would have been long gone. Don't you think they would have like longer than our time?
Yeah.
They would have taken over. So they definitely want something from the humans maybe, or like, I don't know why, if they are here, maybe they want a like alliance or I don't know, but it just...
Who knows? Maybe they're running our economy and we don't even know it.
I know, it's true. They could... Technically, if that they have light-speed technology, they can wipe us out with the snap of their fingers.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So it's pretty scary to think about.
I got a what-if theory. You know how people say the GOAT, Elon Musk, he just... You know, when you see him in these interviews, he's just...
His podcast with Joe Rogan and stuff, I was watching that yesterday.
Like, you know, like his brain is just moving too fast.
Bro, because he's so
is
smart.
Is it possible?
Yeah, his IQ is
he's
high.
He's an alien.
I don't
think
so.
About that? What if?
I was looking at his body movement and the way he was speaking and the way his eyes were moving. Like, nothing was sketch about him. It's just the way he was, like...
Talking.
He was, like, talking and, like, thinking very, very carefully of what to say.
Wow.
You know what I mean?
True,
so he would pause almost before every question, before he answers.
If you really think about it, like, how is it so possible, like, that all this man-made technology, like, you really think we're that advanced to make, like, Tesla? Tesla's, like, a dominator. And,
I'm going to be honest. I think we're that advanced only because we have so much failure in our technology. For example, my Wi-Fi is so bad. I think, why don't I have good Wi-Fi? It's 2021.
Yeah.
So I think it's almost like it's not even good enough. It should be better than this. We're making all these cars. How come I can't even get proper service near my house just because I live beside a forest? You know what I mean? It's like at the same time, we are advanced, but we actually aren't at the same time. It's like,
yeah.
Like, I just want to point out.
We got way more innovation room.
Look at this article. How scary does that look? Like, you can't even barely read that.
Dude, that's like, sketch, man. That's like, what does the day say on that?
I don't even know. Let me check. June 11, 1957.
Wow.
That's like some typewriter.
Had to be a typewriter.
Like, can you guys read this handwriting?
No chance.
No,
these are like official like U.S. documents.
Yeah, they took out cursive out of our curriculum when we were in grade 3, so I didn't learn it.
Dude, like, I'm just trying to, like, find, but, like, most of these documents aren't, like, legible. Like, you can't really read them. No wonder why they released most of it to the public.
That's insane, man.
So, where do we go from here?
Okay. What if... Area 51... Okay, so they say Area 51... is a couple miles deep underground.
Yeah.
Most likely is.
Yeah. So I don't know how many stories that is. That's a lot.
It's a lot.
It's a 5-minute drive.
Yeah. Right? Okay? 5-minute drive.
Anything. That's driving. You're going 60. Okay. So imagine how many levels they have. How many aliens do you think they have stored in there right now?
I can't even tell you.
Do you think we have the technology to keep the aliens down there? Like, if I'm being honest.
Yes. Do you know why? 2 miles dug underground? Like, what?
I know.
For what?
I know.
They obviously have something that we're not supposed to know about.
100%.
It could be aliens or
they have technology that's supposed to be released maybe 30 years from now.
Yeah. Yeah.
I
agree with that. I think they're doing, like, maybe testing on alien technology, maybe.
Definitely.
Could be that's their spot, the alien base. You never know. Like,
dude, they probably already have the same technology as they do.
Yeah.
You guys want to
prototypes and stuff.
You guys want to hear the biggest cliffhanger from this document that I'm looking at right now. Mm-hmm. So point one, on December 10th, 1957, I returned the 5 photographs of flying saucers, which were obtained from blank.
Blank?
That first line.
Oh my.
Like, these documents are just unbelievable. Like, why are they blank? Blank asked if it would be possible for us to submit to his any evaluation, yada, yada, yada. There's nothing really left. Like, yeah, that's really it.
Okay. So this, I was watching this Netflix docu. These are Area 51 documents, by the way, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like on UFO sightings.
Yeah, yeah.
All their stuff like that.
Oh, sightings. Okay. So this guy that I was watching this documentary, this guy, he used to work for Area 51. Okay. He was like a coordinator there. Mm-hmm. He was about 40 years old. He was single, whatever, no kids. Lived in Vegas. This was in the 70s, by the way. So he used to work there. And something happened there that he didn't like. And he's like, you know what? Like, I'm done. I can't work with you guys. Like, you know? They're like, you can't leave. You know, and some information that if it gets out there, like...
Yeah.
You, if Area 51, US, reputation for aliens, like, take it easy. It's gone. So he's like, fuck this, whatever. He runs away. Okay?
Okay.
Oh, they're fine.
He runs away. He goes to his mom's house. His mom lives in California. Okay. They somehow find him. So a week later, a big black SUV shows up to his house.
Obviously.
Tinted windows, whatever. And two big bald men just hop out. Okay. He's like explaining them. He's like, dude, 6'5", 260 pounds. Wow. Like big dudes, wow. Right? He didn't see the front of their faces yet. Wait for this. So he just sees the back of their heads. They walk towards each other facing the car. They face forward. He looks at them and they don't have eyebrows. He's like, why don't these guys have eyebrows? He's thinking to himself. These guys don't have eyebrows. What type of alien type of vibe am I getting here, right?
Yeah.
So they come. They don't say a word to him. Not one word they say to him. They grab him by his arms. He's like, I never felt somebody grab me like that in my life. Grab him by his arms, put him in the back of the SUV, and they take him back. I don't remember what happened after when they took him back, but in the docu, his face was blurred out. His voice was blurred out. They don't tell you his name. They don't show you his face.
It's no nuts. Way.
Yeah, like, it's nuts.
That's crazy.
And he explained, like, how the guys looked, and, like, scary, man, in black suits.
Wow. Okay,
but what if?
It's like Men in Black.
But what if this story wasn't real? What do you got to say about that? Because we don't know.
I don't know. Yeah, it's right. You're right.
Because
yeah,
we don't know anything about the guy. We haven't seen his face. We haven't seen none of that. So how do we know they didn't do it just for entertainment purposes? I'm not trying to hate on that story or anything, but like...
Okay, well, let's just wrap it up here. Let's decide what if aliens were real or UFOs were real. What do you guys think about that? Like, what do you think? What would you actually do if you knew for sure right now someone came up to you and said they're real?
But dude, they are. They released UFOs.
Okay. So then
everybody seems to like not care.
No one cares.
Okay. I don't know why it's not on every mainstream media platform. Instead, you got GME and AMC going to the moon or something like that. You know? Like, not going to lie, I'm riding the wave, but why aren't they?
So then. You guys think they're real?
Oh, 100%.
Honestly, definitely, yeah.
Like, there's no way.
I got
think they're real, but I don't really think they're going to, like, mess around.
I think we have a better chance of dying from, like, a meteor or something like that.
Yeah.
Okay, fair enough. Well, I think that's all the time we have for today's episode. Thank you so much, guys. It was great. We have more next week coming. Reveal's going to be... Ralph is going to be picking the theory for next week, so... Stay tuned for that, guys. It was a great first episode. Pete, thank you very much.
Problem.
Ralph, thank you for showing up.
No problem, guys. Stay tuned for next week.
Ciao. Peace. Ciao.